Rachmaninoff's Preludes, Opus 21, Lukas Ganyusas performing on piano, and you are listening to The Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, the 8th annual Porch View Dances begins next week, July 17th through the 21st. The event features stories told through dance on porches, lawns, and unexpected places within Seton Village in the annex of Toronto, and featuring participants of all ages and backgrounds this year. The event is also celebrating the newly inaugurated Porch View Dances Lane as well. It's family-friendly and showcases real people dancing in real spaces. With me to preview Porch View Dances 2019 is co-creator Alan Kaja, and I'll say welcome.
Yes, thank you.
So
thank
great you for to great to have you here. This is a wonderful event. I want to learn all about it, but I should mention you're having sort of an exciting week.
It's been pretty amazing.
A Lifetime Achievement Award from Dance Ontario for your 30 years of contributions to the dance world. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's really, really exciting.
Really, we're very honored, and we follow a long line of dance artists who we just so highly admire.
And
so.
Keep the Alan Kaja name in mind because more news coming, but we'll get to all that later. 8 years on porches and lawns in the annex, and this is such a magical event. Tell us why you wanted to do this in the first place.
Well, it's actually a very interesting, longer story, but I'll keep it succinct. It was Karen who came up with the idea of Porch View Dances.
Yep.
That's my wife, Karen. Yep. And we were actually in a staff meeting, and which was in our living room, and she was gazing out the front window, and she just started to imagine, how would they talk about their life? She was just looking at neighbors' front porches through dance, like what would be the process? And she just started to generate these ideas. She brought it up to us, and it was just like, wow, that's brilliant. And then Karen and I ended up designing the whole structure of it, but the original idea was completely Karen's. And then we created this crazy event.
So explain how it works. If we're taking part, how are we going to experience Porch View Dances?
As a participant or as an audience member?
Just as an audience member.
As an audience, we come to a gathering place, which is on 82 London.
Okay.
And normally there's hundreds that show up per show. And so the tour guide, Maritzi, who flies in specifically for this. But anyway,
you might recognize the voice.
You may recognize the voice totally with a bullhorn.
Yeah.
And we do our welcomes this year, the big surprise of the lane. And then we start our journey through the neighborhood. And Maritzi tells real and fictitious stories of the neighborhood.
Okay.
Very fun. And we move through the neighborhood, and then we come across dance on people's front yards. And so each family or group of strangers are choreographed by professional choreographers. And what we do as a choreographer is the idea is to draw everything from them. So it's not about us saying, okay, do this, do that. It's like, who are you?
Right.
Right. And how do you move? What is important for you? And things like that. And so we draw everything from the participants. So it's truly them telling their stories. And so as we go through the neighborhood, we also come into something called vignettes, which is professional dance artists doing small little gems of dance as we journey through. So all this is going on. And then at the very end of it is something called Flock Landing. And that, again, it's a Karen design where everybody is then invited to dance and to celebrate themselves, to celebrate the neighborhood. And hundreds of people come into Vermont Square Park.
And once you've been a part of this, you've been watching this, I would imagine you feel like dancing a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It takes a while to push me into such activity, but I would imagine this would do it. Give us we were talking before you sat down and turned on the mic here that you do have some incredible professionals and people who, I guess, pitch you guys and say, we'd love to be a part of this. And give us an example of what we might see.
Yeah, an example is Jim and Owen Adams. And Jim approached us a number of years ago and says, I really want to celebrate our Indigenous heritage with my son. And I want to create four different experiences over 4 years that also represents the medicine wheel. Mm. And Karen and I just thought, oh man, that's so deep and profound and beautiful. And so this is Jim and Owen's third year participating. And Karen and I, they've been working with different choreographers every year. And this year, they're working with Aria Evans, who's also Indigenous, and a brilliant, brilliant choreographer. And so every year is different. People are approaching us. And one of the things that we decided to do a number of years ago was to turn... we used to just work with people who lived in Seton Village. Mm-hmm. And then, again, it was Karen's idea who said, why don't we turn Seton Village into a venue itself and allow outside people to apply? And that's what started happening. So now it's filled with people who live in Seton Village and people who come from outside.
And that is the strength of being around for 8 years. You can start to invest in new ways and
Absolutely.
Come up with bigger, brighter ideas, which is lovely. You're putting on another show with your wife this year.
Karen and I are choreographing on Ilana and Ahava, mother, daughter, and they're gorgeous. You know, and you look at them and you just feel the bond and the connection between the two of them.
I love to see you move, by the way. You move like a dancer. It's very expressive. Wonderful to see you. I wish everybody could be watching. But and I'll mention Porch View Dances celebrated with a newly inaugurated Porch View Dances lane in
yes.
Seton Village. That's special, but what does that mean exactly? I guess there'll be a little lane where we would see some of the dancing.
Yeah, there's a big movement that started, I think it was about 4 years ago, to actually name all the laneways in the city. We have something like 3,000 laneways.
Sure.
But they were nothing but laneways, you know, behind garages and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so the city started this process. So last summer, after Porch View Dances, you have to go and you have to get like 50% buy-in by the people who are on that lane. And within 2 days, I had 80% buy-in. You know, you send it into the city and there you go. They voted in and all that kind of stuff. And so now one of the lanes is Porch View Dances.
Porch View Dances lane. It will be there. Porch View Dances begins next Wednesday, July 17th through the 21st, and 7 p.m. start times Wednesday through Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. It does start at 92 London Street in Seton Village, West Annex in Toronto. It is pay what you can, pay what you want. And the place to visit, kaeja.org. That's kaeja.org for info. And Alan, what a pleasure. Great to spend some time with you this afternoon. And congratulations once again on your Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you.
Very, very exciting. All getting started next week. You're with the New Classical FM.